A lot's just changed on Facebook. You might have heard of Facebook Timeline, which replaces the old style profile. If you haven't, don't worry, we'll cover it. And we'll look at all the ways that journalists can use this new style timeline profile in conjunction with a fan page, like the ones we built in Masterclass 34. The developments mean you now not only have a place for your journalism, your fan page, but also a more personal space for you as a journalist, your new style timeline profile. Because while you can still invite fans to like your page, you can also now invite people to subscribe to your public updates on your new style timeline. And you can now divide your Facebook community into distinct groups, not unlike the circles concept on Google+, and post different content to different ones. If it all sounds complicated, that's probably because it is. But it also gives us a lot more scope to use Facebook for journalism. So we'll look at all the new stuff and demonstrate how it can be used. We'll also look at how to create a really rich content hub around your Facebook fan page. You do that with the use of apps, which we'll demonstrate. They let you bring all your other social presences on YouTube, Twitter, and the rest, plus your blog, right into your Facebook presence. Which is great for getting to the many Facebookers who never go to any other social platform. We'll also look at creating different content for fans and non-fans, using separate welcome screens for each and working to reward those who found your page. And we'll look at some of the analytics tools that can help you improve your engagement with your Facebook community and really make your journalism work on this platform.